From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, a debate in West Virginia over the all-terrain vehicle.
But first, Americans from the Midwest to the Southeast are being told today to watch for more severe weather. The greatest risk is in the Deep South, especially Mississippi and Alabama, both of which were hit by tornadoes yesterday. In Tupelo, Mississippi, two gas stations were leveled. Tractor trailers were blown off the road, cars and houses crushed by trees. Mario Arman rode out the tornado there from his kitchen floor.
As it was going, I mean, just that roaring sound and wind and seeing the trees come through the house and everything, it was just amazing.
And these storms have been deadly. At least 9 people were killed in Mississippi, most of those deaths in the city of Louisville, about 100 miles south of Tupelo. The mayor of Louisville is Will Hill, and he joins us now. Mayor, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. I wish it were under different circumstances.
As do we. Tell us what things are like there today.
Well, we just came out of a briefing where we have all an amazing amount of help that is arrived. We have the National Guard here working diligently alongside of Mississippi Emergency Management, MEMA. We have our incident command set up right here at my office at City Hall. And we are just focused right now still on search and rescue. We're not worried about really assessing damage or even debris cleanup at this stage. It's just it's about lives, injuries, and making sure everyone is accounted for at this point.
How many people are unaccounted for currently?
Currently, I can't even give that number. We do have a telephone number I'd like to give right now to report if anyone's having difficulty contacting someone for missing persons. It is 662-803-9991. And this is not for questions or inquiries. It's strictly for just reporting missing persons. And that's 662-803-9991. And then that information is passed on to all those with the task force that we have boots on the ground. We know we have aerial just now assessing all the damage. And again, it's just about I really don't know the numbers that I can't give you.
Can you describe what things look like today?
It's like a nightmare and something you think you only see in a movie or TV. I'm from here, grown up here all my life, and when you see things that you've seen all your life and they're just gone, roughly in some places 3/4 mile wide, some places a mile wide, but it came in the south end of our city limits and went out the north end, stayed on the ground the entire time. And it's very devastating because it took out our medical facility. Our medical facility was a hospital, doctor's clinics, and we've been able to move. Everyone was accounted for. Everyone was able to be moved. But yet, in response, we've had to – that was a huge challenge last night in the overnight hours was moving everyone out and also having a medical facility to take everyone to. But I'm really proud of the efforts of so many and the outpouring of the support from not only in the community but outside the community. And all we really ask for is just everyone to pray and continue to pray and just be looking to see what can be done on maybe 8 to 10 hours from now, maybe 24 hours from now. But we're going to continue to work hard and try to get through this together.
What kind of warning was there? Was it adequate for people to get to safety?
Yes, you know, with technology as it is and all the talk, we just were hit with a very unexpected and rough storm this last Thursday evening. And when that took out power, we had parts of town out of power for 24 and some up to almost 48 hours. So everybody was a little bit on edge with that. And then all the warnings and the developments in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, as it came in, everyone was, I think, paying attention. Schools were let out early, thank goodness, because it did hit in the time where some of the buses would have been en route. Town was quite desolate just before the storm because I witnessed it, and I was going to the local radio station. It happened fast, but there was, we believe, adequate warning, and the sirens were let out, and I think that's why we sure hope that that's the reason we're not going to have the numbers that we thought last night.
So you were outside during the storm?
I know I did make shelter. I was, but I did see just before it arrived. I really didn't know it was coming directly into Louisville. It was trekking south of our town, but everyone was taking cover. The sirens were off, and I was headed to cover myself, and I did make cover. So.
Now, today you're dealing with the aftermath, which I'm sure is a very busy task, but for you personally, it must be incredibly emotional to see so much damage in this city that was just fine yesterday.
It is emotional, but we're going to come together. This town is already coming together. We're proving that. It's a wonderful place to live. That's why I'm proud to serve as the mayor. We're going to get through this. And yes, I've had some emotional moments, but you know, it's time to just get the work done, and let's worry about our neighbors.
It's Will Hill, the mayor of Louisville, Mississippi. Mayor Hill, thanks for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you. Keep us in your prayers.